if we're going to have a popular referendum in 2 months on the basics of the machinery, the Constitution, and if we're going to let men go back in office who were thrown out illegally some time ago.
Right, sir.
Now, I don't know what else you could do. We could pick a dictator and just say we're to hell with the Constitution. Or we could pick the Constitution and say to hell with the people. We're not going to let them decide on it one way or the other. But we're doing neither. And it looks to me like we've been about as democratic as you can be. And we're giving them protection and giving them food and feeding them and giving them supervised elections while the elements of democracy they have in the country are permitted to function. I don't know what else we could do if we stayed there a million years.
I agree with that assessment, and you say you've either got to do it today or 10 years from now. You can't delay the evil day.
Have you got any suggestions on what you can do with this Mr. I that's going to do all this denouncing to stop him?
No, sir, other than people who know him best to work on him.
What does Bennett say about this agreement?
If you'd like to speak to him, sir, he's right here.
Yeah.
Just a moment. Yes, sir.
How are you, Mr. Ambassador?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Well, it's been some pretty rough days, hasn't it?
Pretty active, yes, sir.
What do you say about this agreement?
Well, I feel, frankly, we're running a risk of kicking a lot of our assets without getting anything very firm, but I think we've gone into it and we have to go ahead.
Well, is any better, more hopeful alternative available to us at this stage?
I don't see much, quite frankly. I think this is probably best in our own interest, and that's what we have to think of at this stage.
Well, if that's true, it's best in the country's interest, too, isn't it?
I'm sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you.
I say if it's best for us, it will ultimately be best for them, won't it?
Well, that's our hope, yes, sir.
Can't you make Embert understand that some of their people are having a part in this thing and that we're going to stay right in there and try to do the objective without bloodshed? That's all it amounts to.
Well, we're going to do our best. Tom and I are on our way to see him now. But he's pretty much off the reservation as of this moment. But we'll try to get him back on.
Well, I think you've got a lot of things open to you. And we got a lot of problems, a lot of places that he ought to consider. And he ought to try to let us settle this one there without any more killings. And if we can't do it, why... we just can't do it, but maybe he'd undertake some trips himself.
Well, I'm afraid he's taking a pretty small-minded view at this stage, but we'll try to make him look at it more broadly.
Well, you ought to bear in mind he's been talking the papers off a lot up here.
I know he has, and he's talking about having a big conference in the morning to denounce everything and everybody.
Who's been leaking the Tad Schultz down there out of the embassy?
Nobody, sir. That story came, I think, from him.
Well, how'd he get it?
Well, the guy said he got it out of Embert.
Oh, out of Embert.
No, we've got a tight control here. I can assure you it doesn't come out of us.
Uh-huh. What does Martin think about this agreement?
Well, he's right here. Would you like to talk to him?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. President.
John, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I'm mighty grateful to you for all you've done. What do you think about this agreement?
I concur, Ann. I think this is probably the best of a bad bunch of alternatives. I think that the side that militarily was winning is now, in fact, going to be declared the winner. I think that same side has preponderant popular support throughout the country, as best we can read it. And for that reason also, I think that this is correct. I do feel that it's very likely that Mr. G may not prove strong enough to hold this place together. And we may have to go once around again later on, but I think that would be true almost of any solution that we found. I think that Dry, that you've been talking to the ambassador about, is going to denounce us and say we double-crossed him. I think with, and he's right, to a considerable extent. He'll make trouble in statements tomorrow and may try to make other trouble, which we can stop. He will make trouble for Mr. G in the future. I think trouble of that kind is probably inevitable in this. That's about the way I feel about it.
Well, but you recommend the agreement. You think it's the best we can do under the circumstances, and it gives us something to work for.
That's right, sir.
You don't believe that, you believe we've got the best man that we can get that'll take over?
I think that in the present set of circumstances, this is the best we can do, sir.
You think to any communist in the crowd?
I beg your pardon, I couldn't quite hear you.
Do you think to any communist in the crowd?
I don't know. I would not think that that was a major problem, no, sir.
The answer is no.
That's right.
The country team, the eight people, and the attachés, and Admiral Rayburn's people, and most of them, in your opinion, generally share y'all's views?
Insofar as I know.
Do you have anybody representing the United States that's violently disagreeing with us?
No, I think not.
Okay, John, don't you overwork yourself. I've been afraid that you've been overdoing it because you're not big and fat and paunchy as I am. I want you to take care of yourself. I'm mighty proud of what you've done.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Thank you, sir.
Let me talk back to a man a minute.
Right. You want Tom?
Tom.
Yes.
How many people are going to wind up in this cabinet?
We don't have the complete cabinet yet.
How many do you think will wind up in it?
Well, I would guess 8 or 10.
And how many have we got? 3 or 4?
Yes. We have... There's a total possible slate of 15, and we only have how many, Max? Well, I think it's pretty well agreed. It's pretty well agreed, on the foreign minister's side, I would say about 5 of the 15.
Repeat that.
There's a possible total of 15 cabinet slots. We just heard the last minute that one of the naval secretaries may not serve, chief of staff, which is really not cabinet, but it's very important. So I would say we don't have more than 4 or 5 of the top posts with agreed candidates at this point.
Now, are those people that are taking it, are they agreeable to doing it, like one or two of those that are in the loyalist group that we had planned? Are they agreeable to this?
All of those that we've talked about are agreeable, except one that we heard just a moment ago might not go along.
What's his problem?
Just doesn't like it. The feeling that this this isn't going to be good for the country. It's going to bring instability and create a danger from the military point of view of a left-wing takeover, an anti-Bosch feeling.
Well, I thought he was nominated by it. I thought he'd been agreed upon.
Well, this president, that is true at one time or another, but it depends on what hour you talk to people. The emotions are running very high. They have in the past agreed on Mr. G, but they have also said that he's nothing but a puppet. We don't think that's necessarily true, but the political emotions here are just, at this particular time, absolutely indescribable. I've never seen anything like it. I don't think any of our group has.
All right, I guess we've talked long enough. Everybody down there seems to think this is the best thing to do, so I think that you and Bennett better go out there and put on your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes and take this Embert and give him the best you got.
We'll do that.
And how do you think this thing ought to be announced?
Well, I think in view of the development since we've been on the phone, that we ought not to plan on any time for an announcement right now. We're just going to have to wait until in the morning and see how this thing shakes down.
Yeah. What's happened since you've been on the phone? The Navy man has indicated doubt, and you've heard that Mr. I is going to have a press conference.
Well, no, the most important thing that's happened is that the people Cy were talking to and whom he was going to see again and whom we thought were going along have come unstuck.
Are that the three services?
Yes, sir. That clearly is the most important factor at the moment.
What do you mean? They just won't see him?
Yes, but the implications of that go, plus the press statement, go far beyond that.
What is the press statement?
Well, I don't know what it's going to be, but this story that at 8 o'clock they're going to hold a press conference and announce us. I don't have the text of it.
These service chiefs?
And Embert.
Both of them?
Yes.
Is that what we said? I thought it's just Embert.
No, I think they're meeting with Embert, and it's they're working. They're all part of the same government, the existing loyalist government, the same group. I don't know who's going to be in the room, Mr. President, when they make it, but I think we ought to be assuming that they're consulting with each other and are in agreement, and that whatever Embert says, he will be speaking for the group. The president of this group.
All right, here's a fellow who wants to say something.
I was wondering whether it'd be possible for you to get the one guy in that group that you think is most friendly to us and see if you can't get the lowdown, and maybe you want to let us know what the lowdown is after you talk to the most friendly guy. Does that make any sense at all?
Well, we can try. I'll have to ask Cy. He's the one that's been talking with him. We're going to see General Embert tonight.
Is Cy there now?
I would say he's the most important one.
Is Cy there now?
Yes, he's there.
Is he with you?
Yes, we're all here together.
All right, put him on. Let's talk.
All right. Yes, Mr. President, Cy.
What's your evaluation of this?
My evaluation is, Mr. President, that this is the best that can be done, and we ought to do it.
Well, do it even if the chiefs go against you?
Yes, because I think, and this depends on a meeting with Mr. I later on tonight, that they will not actively oppose it, but will accept it under protest.
They say they cannot speak for their troops, but it is my evaluation that they will not actively oppose it. They might in word, but not in deed.
That's the chief of the troops.
The chief.
All right,
and my guess is that